program for Friday, fellas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been really nice having you follow us as we have tried to develop this theme, Great Truths, about the man with an open will, Philip. We read about him in Acts 6 and also in Acts 8. How that God used this man in a good way as he advanced his cause. And how that finally he, in this record in Acts 8, he brings a man to Christ and he is baptized into Christ in the open water. And he comes up out of the water and heaven was opened to him as he went on his way rejoicing. Let's talk a little bit more about that today and sort of round out our thoughts upon this subject of the man with an open will. Heaven, we would like to say today, is open after death for every child of God, not just the Ethiopian only, but for each and every one of us who open up our hearts and we obey the Lord like the Bible says. I find in Luke chapter 23, verse 46, it says, And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. This is the death of Jesus as he was commending his spirit into the hands of the Heavenly Father. In Acts chapter 7, there's similar reference here to Stephen. Stephen had made his defense before the Sanhedrin here, and as he brought his words to a conclusion, he brought a very strong indictment against those who were trying to indict him. And in Acts 7, verse 54, it says, When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Stephen now, as they rush upon him, they can't stand the force of the words that he has said. They will hurry him outside the city and there they will stone him to death. And we read about that in verse 59 and 60. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He looked up in this vision and he saw heaven open to him. And as he died, he says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Heaven was open to him because Revelation 2:10 says, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And he was being faithful until they stoned him to death here in this chapter. Yes, heaven is open after death for every child of God, not only for the Ethiopian, not only for Stephen, but for every child of God. I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul, in writing to Timothy, was writing his last letter, and he knew that things were not going well, and he knew that his execution was around the corner. Listen to what he says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning here with verse 6. He says, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Yes, Paul had come to the end of the way, and he says with confidence that there is a crown of righteousness laid up for him, this crown that of everlasting life that would be given to him in eternity, as heaven would be his home. Yes, he had the assurance that heaven would be his home. Heaven was open to him in death because it had been opened to him in life and as he had lived for Christ. I read in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, this wonderful verse of Scripture again, and I would like to say that heaven is open to all who will prepare for it now. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Yes, let us have an open heart and will to God that we might accept the truth, that we might be baptized into Christ, having believed and repented, and that heaven might be open unto us. I thank you for listening this week.